the fifth I am, pleading the fifth I am, I am. I'm a believer who will confess, unless I work for the IRS. And everyone wants some honesty,
honesty,
and hope he really follows this plan,
this plan.
But the way that things are going, we're gonna have a lot more scams.
Second term, watching them squirm.
I'm pleading the fifth I am, pleading the fifth I am, I am. Don't ask questions or further explore, or I'll have auditors at your door. And everyone wants some honesty,
honesty,
and hope he really follows this plan,
this plan.
But the way that things are going, we're gonna have a lot more scams.
I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything.
I've been advised by my counsel to assert my constitutional right, Fifth Amendment.
It's not my area. I don't know, but it certainly was inappropriate. No question about that.
What would be some of the reasons you might be at the White House?
Easter egg roll.
I have no information or awareness.
There was no knowledge here at the White House.
I don't know.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'm pleading the fifth I am, pleading the fifth I am, I am. He don't know and he can't recall, yet he was elected to lead us all. And everyone wants some honesty,
honesty,
and hope he really follows this plan,
this plan.
But the way that things are going, there's gonna be a lot more scams. Oh yeah, there's gonna be a lot more scams.
Honesty is what we need.
Honesty, honesty, there's gonna be a lot more scams. Oh yeah, there's gonna be a lot more scams.
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Adam Kokresh do a Man on the Street interviews about the movie American Sniper and Chris Kyle. Adam Kokresh is an American libertarian, talk show host, activist, and author of the book Freedom. He's also a decorated veteran of the war in Iraq.
Means to be a hero is protecting others and keeping them out of harm's way.
Like protecting your homeland?
Protecting anyone that you think is, like family, I guess.
Do you think that Chris Kyle is a hero?
Yes, I do.
And why do you say that?
Because he saved so many people.
Do you think it was because, like, he was defending his homeland?
Yes.
So if someone is defending their homeland, that makes them a hero?
Yes.
So what would you say about someone who goes out and kills a bunch of people that are heroes for defending their homeland?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think about the people that Chris Kyle was killing in the movie as a sniper? What were they doing?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know what the movie's about, right? The war in Iraq, right? I mean,
yeah.
So what were the bad guys in the movie? What were they doing?
Defending their homeland.
So are you saying that the insurgents in Iraq are the heroes?
No.
But you said before, defending your homeland made you a hero. Now you're saying the insurgents were defending their homeland, right?
Do I think Bush was sane? I think he had some issues, but he was a Christian.
So that's some issues?
He had some issues.
Like talking to God, that, you know, God told him to go kill all the people?
He's from Texas, and if you're from Texas, you're not that bad, right? Texas. California and Texas. Where are you from?
It sounds like you're trying to avoid a rational argument by throwing in arbitrary geographic associations and saying that if you happen to be from a specific area, that's good. It's kind of a dangerous, irrational presumption.
Bush is from Texas. He's a good guy. He also likes...
He's actually not from Texas. You know where he's really from?
Where?
He's from Connecticut.
He's born in Connecticut?
Yeah, and he grew up in Connecticut and was a transplant to Texas.
I did not know that. I learned a new fact today.
Isn't that crazy?
I love American Sniper.
What's the purpose of the movie?
Well, I think it's to highlight a hero's journey, and the what he did over there deserves all of our respect. And, you know, I think it's good to see people in Hollywood honor a guy like that, right?
Well, it's also really important for, you know, the attempt now to get boots on the ground back in Iraq so that we can finish the job that we did there. So the Marines that died when I was there, you know, didn't die in vain, right? I mean, you support that, right?
Oh, look, absolutely. We're doing a half-assed job right now.
Do you think a movie like this and the impact on you is going to make it more likely for you to support Obama's proposed plan to send ground troops back into Iraq to finish the job that, you know, that we did earlier in that country?
I think it would, because ISIS is really getting out of hand right now. And that movie really portrays things that need to be taken care of in a very heavy way.
If our soldiers need help, I support it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if Obama wants to go back to Iraq and, you know, kill some more terrorists, then hoorah, let's kill all the terrorists.
Hold on a second. I just realized something, because when I was in Iraq, we were dealing with insurgents, right? And you remember the scene in the movie, the first kill that he has? He kills a mother and her son, right?
For sure.
What are they doing in that scene?
They're trying to take a Russian grenade and throw it at a squadron of American soldiers.
And where are they?
Somewhere in Iraq, I believe.
Well, you remember what the city looked like, right? I mean, they're in like a city square, and it's pretty bombed out, like full of rubble.
It looked like a war zone, yeah.
So it looked like their city just got really messed up by someone from outside.
It does, yeah.
And who did that?
Well, it could have been the Americans. It could have been Saddam.
No, Saddam was not bombing any cities in Iraq during the war.
It was probably the Americans who ruined it up.
Yeah. So doesn't that mean that, like, the mother and the kid, they were defending, like, their city against a foreign invader, like, and someone who was coming in? And, like, doesn't that make them the heroes? Which people in that scene were defending their homeland?
Both people were. But, unfortunately, they were going to kill our soldiers, so he had no choice.
Well, how is that possible, that if the American troops are defending their homeland and the Iraqi troops or the Iraqi citizens that are in the insurgency are defending their homeland? I mean, you can't have both, right? There's got to be one that's right and wrong and morally justified in that sense, right?
That's why I say I don't support the war, but I support our soldiers.
I think it's just different perspectives. I mean, from their perspective, they think they're defending. I don't think that they know any better.
If someone's a hero for defending their homeland, are you trying to tell me that the insurgents in that movie, the guys that Chris Kyle was killing who are trying to defend Iraq from the invaders, you trying to tell me that the guys that killed my buddies were heroes?
No. The people that try to kill the characters in the movie, or in this case, other soldiers, are not, because they're defending something that's not being rightfully defended. Like, they want to kill other people, in this case, Americans, so...
If a mugger is, like, breaking into your house, right, and you shoot them, now would you say that they're the victim, or that they were the criminal in this case?
The criminals.
So are you trying to say that the troops that I was serving with in Iraq are criminals for invading a country?
They were sent there by our commander-in-chief.
Well, what if the guy breaking into my house was sent there by, like, a mafia boss to break into my house? I mean, he's just following orders, right?
Yeah, but you have to defend yourself.
Right, well, I'm going to defend myself. So you're saying that the Iraqis should be defending themselves?
No, that you're twisting it. You're twisting it all up. I'm just saying...
I'm trying to straighten it out.
Well, there's no straightening out. It's too confusing. Our soldiers are over there, and I support our soldiers. I support what you did, and I support our fellow soldiers. And whether or not we're supposed to be there or who's defending who, it's so confused now to me in my mind.
So you don't support what the troops are doing, but you support them doing it?
Yes. I support our soldiers 100%.
They're extremists, so I guess they're protecting what they believe in, but in not a very good way, because they're harming others and doing what they do, so, and probably taking over a government too, so as well.
Well, wasn't that what Chris Kyle was doing?
Yeah.
Who in that scene? Well, he is, but anyone else who's in that convoy, anyone who's there is defending the homeland.
But they're in Iraq.
Yeah.
That's not their homeland.
Yeah, thank God they're not here, right?
Who's they? You mean the terrorists?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like from 9/11?
No, but any of these guys. I mean, the Al-Qaeda, that's just one element of these.
Before the invasion of Iraq, how many terrorists were there in Iraq?
I don't know the answer to that.
How many terrorists from the 9/11 hijackings were from Iraq?
I don't know. I think most of them from Saudi Arabia, actually.
The answer is zero.
Zero.
Do you think that the mother and the kid were actually there defending their homeland when they're in a city that's been bombed out by a foreign invader and they're trying to repel them? I mean, if you were in their situation and your country had been attacked and was being occupied and martial law was being imposed by a country that you never threatened, wouldn't you stand up here and defend your homeland?
I would, but I don't know what parallel you're trying to make.
So you don't think the people that live in Iraq have a right to defend their homeland?
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Well, the problem is the threat of terrorism, and it's growing everywhere. I think it's worse than it was before. And I think all the progress we made and all the sacrifice that was made over there is probably, sadly, lost.
If you think that the war is bad, why do you think that the war is supporting this country?
That's where it's confusing. Because we were attacked. Don't forget, we were attacked on 9/11. And then,
what was the connection with that to Iraq?
That's what's confusing.
You're confused about that?
I am.
Are you confused about that?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, because it's pretty clear, you know, weapons of mass destruction was the justification for Iraq. It had nothing to do with 9/11, and it turned out that was a lie.
It's a lie.
So.
But we're still over there, and our soldiers are still there, so.
So don't you think, like, having a critical examination of this really important life and death issue would be worthwhile, that we shouldn't just say, hey, we support the troops, but we don't have any understanding of what's going on? No offense.
I don't have all the details to make that decision. And unfortunately, I don't trust our president. Sorry.
But you want people and you support them following his orders.
I support our soldiers because that's what we have to do.
At the end of the day, this economy is built on war. You know, religion is built on war. Like,
there were actually no terrorists, unless you count Saddam, in Iraq, you know, as the government there. But it was for weapons of mass destruction. Remember when we found the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
I recall. I don't remember the exact moment, but sure.
They were never found.
Okay, well, we found something.
What was it that he was fighting for us in the war in Iraq in terms of the problem of terrorism as you describe it?
What, he was over there, I don't know if he was there, I can't remember what years he was there, but he was there to push back Al-Qaeda, the spread of global terrorism.
Well, it wasn't Al-Qaeda, it was the insurgency. So if everyone has a right to defend themselves, and the people in Iraq have a right to defend themselves against the American invaders coming in, doesn't that make Chris Kyle the bad guy? Doesn't that make him one of the people that's, like, killing them for defending their homeland?
But he was taking orders, so and that's what always been in the military, take orders from your superiors.
Okay. Well, hold on. Just following orders. Where have I heard that before? That sounds like a really familiar phrase.
Well, following orders is what, for to give an example, when in World War II, when the Nazis were killing Jews, they were put in a trial, and that's what a lot of people said, and they ended up executing their superiors and that's what was called Nuremberg trials, so they... But the superiors were executed because they were the one giving the other people the order.
Well, they also said they were just following orders from Hitler, right? So do you think if that's a good excuse, like if someone's just following orders, then it's okay to do horrible, immoral things?
If they're following orders from their highly superiors, then I guess yes, because they don't really have a choice to do it.
You have to?
If you were over there, I supported you. I would support you. If you went tomorrow, I support all of our soldiers.
That sounds like a really dangerous, unthinking position. Like, that's, hey, let's say I'm about to stab you in the face, right? And we're wrestling on the ground, and you've got my arm, and you've got me stuck here, right? And as you've got me stuck, you reach around in your back pocket, you're about to stab me and protect yourself and keep yourself from getting hurt. And then someone comes in and takes that knife out of your hand, and I stab you and kill you. That person, by your definition, they were doing the right thing because they were protecting me, right?
But they pulled the knife out of your hands?
No, out of your hands, so you couldn't defend yourself. So, like, you're saying Chris Kyle was defending other soldiers in Iraq, right?
Yeah, he was.
But if they were doing something immoral, like killing people who are just defending their homeland and invading another country, then he's helping someone do something immoral by defending them, right?
Doing something immoral for them to defend themselves. In some ways, I guess that he was doing... He was doing something moral for his troops, but I guess he was doing something immoral in the eyes of the people of Iraq or whichever country they were in.
I don't understand. What are you really driving at here with the question?
Well, if the people in Iraq who were shooting at me were defending their homeland, doesn't that make me the aggressor and the villain and them the heroes and Chris Kyle the bad guy because he was killing people that were heroically defending their homeland against a foreign invader?
That's not how I look at it.
Why not?
Because I'm an American, and I support what our American troops do for us.
So that's an identity response. That's not really like a rational reason. You understand the difference, right?
No, I do understand, but I think that if supporting the mission of what our country needs to solve to fight terrorism, and if that's the battleground, and that's where it happens to be, and I'm picking our side.
Okay, well, Iraq had nothing to do with terrorism and the justification for the invasion. You know this, right? It was weapons of mass destruction that turned out to be a lie. So you're conflating these issues, and I would hope that if you really care about this country, for an issue as important as life or death for a soldier like I was in the Marines, right, that you would take the time to at least like get your facts straight on that. Let's say you're an Iraqi and I'm a Marine in Iraq, like I was, right? And you know, I'm gonna hurt you, I'm gonna violate you, I might tie you up, I might just occupy your house, like Chris Kyle did in the movie, right? You know, he occupied houses where he kept the families captive so that he could use their houses as sniper positions. So would it make you feel any better if I told you, hey man, it's okay, I'm just following orders? We should be looking at what the big threat is if we really care about protecting our fellow Americans. And it's clear that our own government is a bigger threat. And it's pretty cowardly, if you know this, to say, hey, I'm going to go after the little threat in Iraq that's really not even a terrorist threat, as you know, but because of propaganda that you've obviously been subjected to, you have some misunderstanding of this, right? So a real hero would be someone who actually goes after the big threat and is really honestly protecting people. And if someone knew this, and we all really kind of know this.
So let me ask you this. I got to go, so we're late for our movie. So you don't think Chris Kyle's a hero? That's your point? That's why you're doing this?
I don't think it really matters whether you address someone as a hero or not, but I think holding...
You've been asking me, right, so I want to know what you...
No, well, I'm answering. I mean, I think that the concept of holding someone up as a hero is a very dangerous concept.
Fair enough, fair enough. But just answer, do you think he's a hero?
No. I think he's done good things and he's done bad things, but I think in terms of the main point of his life, which was to be America's deadliest sniper, he was part of a criminal enterprise that he may have been duped into being a part of, but in a sense, he still bears responsibility for that.
Yeah, fair enough. I respect your opinion. You fought for us, so I got to give you your opinion.
The thing is, I didn't. I was fighting for bankers, politicians, and war profiteers, and now you know that.
Yeah, understood. Nice to meet you.
All right, thanks for your time. Can I give you a sticker? I really appreciate it. You said that just following orders is an adequate excuse to do immoral things, but don't you think that we have a responsibility? Like, I chose to join the Marines. Every order that I get, I choose to follow, right? In fact, we have a responsibility, and they tell us when we join the Marines that you are supposed to disobey illegal orders or orders, you know, and personally, I would say orders that disagree with your conscience. If you're given an order that says, you know, is doing something that you know is morally wrong, and you absolutely know for certain you have a moral duty to disobey those orders. And Chris Kyle had a choice every single time he pulled the trigger on someone, when instead he could have said, you know what, this war is wrong, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows what the reality is.
Well, during the film, it was during a 9/11 attack, and that's when he joined, in the case of the film, everyone at that time.
He joined before it, actually. He joined before 9/11.
Oh, okay. So I guess he...
But what does 9/11 have to do with Iraq?
Isn't that why we went to Iraq in the first place?
No, it was because Bush lied about intelligence and said that there were weapons of mass destruction there. Don't you think we should hold people to a higher moral standard and critically examine whether what they're doing is moral or not?
Absolutely.
Before we support them?
Why don't you tell President Obama that?
I have.
He's an idiot. All right, I have to go, but thank you for your service.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He's an idiot.
No, what do you mean by thank you for your service?
Thank you for what you did when you were over in Fallujah as a soldier.
But you said the war was a bad idea. Why would you thank me for doing something that was a bad idea?
Over there to do what you had to do, and you put your life on the line.
But I didn't think. Like, we're 8 times more likely now to be killed by a cop than by a terrorist. I personally... If there's a big threat, right, there's a big threat that is the American police state and the American government, and there's a little threat that is terrorism, and I say, I'm going to be really brave, I'm going to go after the little threat, and I'm going to do what the big threat tells me to do. The big threat is government here, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cowardly, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't I be saying...
I was,
yeah, and I think...
You think you were a coward being a soldier over there carrying a rifle and shooting at people? That makes you a coward?
Because if the troops defended freedom, they'd be attacking the government. And that's what I do now, is I challenge people to think critically and examine these contradictions and see where we can call ourselves to a higher moral standard as a society. I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm trying to bring that to people. And I hope you're not avoiding a rational conclusion of this conversation.
No,
because I'm challenging you to think about this in a different way, right?
I appreciate that.
If your country was invaded by foreign occupiers and you had those skills, you had sniper skills, I mean, wouldn't you go try to shoot those people to protect your homeland?
if I had sniper skills and people trying to kill my people, yeah.
Okay, well, I got a question for you then. What's a bigger risk to your life, the police or the terrorists?
Okay, do you know where we are right now? We're in Santa Monica. Okay. There's the only risk I got is if I eat bad sushi or not. Like, let's be honest. Like, we are grateful that we have troops that go overseas and do the dirty shit that we don't want to do, the dirty battles that we don't want to do. And as a taxpaying citizen, I'm grateful for that. And people who complain here on their couch, it's like, go over there and see that.
Hold on. You're 8 times more likely to be killed by a cop than by a terrorist. And you're you're more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist. And you're someone who sat on his couch when you had the opportunity to go to the military.
Oh, yeah.
And you're giving me opinions when I was there, and I'm telling you that the war is a crime, and that someone who goes and shoots people who are trying to defend their homeland is not a hero. And that for you to sit here and say, we need to support the troops, I need to keep paying taxes, this is the right thing to do, is really absurd when you know that there's a greater threat here at home. You even know this. Do you see how maybe this movie was trying to give you like a bit of a war perspective with like preventing you from just stepping back a little bit and seeing the bigger picture here, that the people that Chris Kyle was killing in American Sniper were the real heroes, that they were defending their homeland against an American invading force?
Yeah.
So there really was no connection to Iraq. But it's funny that you've been given that impression. Do you think movies like this have done something perhaps to warp your perspective on the world and propagandize you to support some positions that might just be in the government's best interest and their sponsors in the military-industrial complex's best interest rather than in the best interest of the American people?
I would say movies like American Sniper and other American like military movies like Act of Valor, they really do kind of warp the mindset of an individual, because like they always portray like they are the people that do in the Navy SEALs or whichever, they when they graduate they obviously have people who got them through that. Most likely those people are the ones who get them through every single deployment, and like it has like an act of like brotherhood in many senses. And
so you're saying they throw these emotional things at you to get you to stop thinking so much?
Not thinking, but just
thinking critically?
To not make you think straight. They make you think, but just not...
So they cloud your rational thinking with emotions and make you think all crooked.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having the open mind to see that about American Sniper. I really appreciate it.
Why did you sign up to fight? Why did you put your line and sign your name on the dotted line to fight for your country?
Because I used to share a lot of the same delusions about this government and about militarism that you do. But I've learned since then. I've learned from my experience. I've learned that I was part of a criminal organization, part of a criminal enterprise in the invasion of Iraq that most people misunderstand.
Criminal enterprise.
Absolutely, because it uses
the United States of America, criminal enterprise.
The government.
Yes.
Do you think our government is not criminal?
Please don't post this. I don't want this on the internet.
Oh, can I?
You don't have my permission.
Okay.
You don't have my permission to post this.
For example, the recent movie American Sniper takes you to a place called Amero Fantasyland, where violent thugs, murderers, serial killers can be heroes, where the government can do no wrong, where the military exists to keep us free, and every war ever fought by the American government has been entirely just and righteous, where the police exist only to serve and protect, and everyone is perfectly free and happy.
Please welcome Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hillary Rodham Clinton, and gosh, I'm just delighted and really happy to be here to honor President-elect Barack. Oh, who am I kidding, people? It should have been me! Mine! This was my year! That being said, please help me welcome the next president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama!
Hillary, thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. And welcome to my administration. I hope you're happy with your new position.
Whoa. Sorry, I heard somebody say something about a new position. Why wasn't I told about this?
No, Bill, honey, what Barack is saying is that since he gets to be the next president of the United States, I should be happy to be what so many women before me have been, a secretary.
Well, look, since we got the three of us here, I know it's not the good kind of a three-way. But perhaps we can all put our heads together. You know, we can do things for the good of the party. Go.
Ebony
and ovaries is the ticket to liberals' destiny. Just like Barry Bonds, doctor, yes, sir, we've got chemistry.
Hell, you know, some folks think he's untested wherever he goes. He could use your help and your expertise to get things done. From day one in the new White House,
I could run things somehow, like Condi does now.
Bill, you did campaign for me. Is there some way to thank you personally?
Just as long as you send her on a trip that's overseas.
What could possibly go wrong now? I guess we soon will see.
In the last half hour, you heard a Herman Hermits parody, I'm Pleading the Fifth I Am, and Capital Steps did Ebony and Ovaries. In the next segment, you'll hear more from Adam Kokresh.